Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Robert E. Lee was the greatest general to take command on either side of the terrible Civil War that divided Americans against each other and took the lives of more than 500,000 men. He was also a godly man who was both equally respected and esteemed by both his troops and his enemies. After the war, General Lee was approached by a young mother who held a baby in her arms. She asked the silver-haired, self-effacing general what advice he had for the child. Pausing for a moment, he replied, "Teach him to deny himself." Lee, of course, understood the importance of discipline in the military. A century before Lee, General George Washington said, "Discipline is the soul of an army. It makes small numbers formidable, procures success to the weak, and esteem to all." Now, discipline in the military is one thing, but is it equally important in other areas of your life? The reality is that no one stumbles across success. Whether it is the golf pro who drives 1,000 balls a day before he learns to hit the ball 300 yards down the middle of the fairway time after time. The violinist who walks out on center stage and plays "The Flight of the Bumblebee" perfectly does so because of thousands of hours of tireless practice. The scientist who is recognized by receiving a Nobel Prize in his field didn't happen to just stumble across the winning formula. He has spent years, day after day, hour after hour, pursuing his goal. Often he works long hours with low pay. He doesn't yield to discouragement when he's tempted to quit and pursue something less difficult. The reality is that nobody really succeeds in any endeavor who has not learned to discipline himself. People who reach the top have the discipline, not only to get up in the morning and work late at night, but also to keep their mouths closed instead of giving their colleagues a piece of their mind when they don't like something. They have learned the discipline to save money, time, and energy, instead of seeing these dribble through their fingers. They have the discipline to push back from the table, instead of having another piece of pie or another helping of the lobster bisque. They master their moods, they restrain their actions, they stick to their schedules, they learn to say no and when to say yes. Question: what drives people and teaches them discipline? In the military, it is fear of the consequences. A stay in the brig is motivation to say, "Yes, sir," and get moving. In your doctor's office, hearing words like, "If you want to see your grandchildren grow up, you had better stop smoking and eat a fat-free diet," is real motivation to change. Now, greed can do the same thing for you. I've been amazed at times how undisciplined young people, motivated by the riches that would be theirs if they can write that computer program that Microsoft will buy, they'll work long, long hours ordering in fast foods, consuming gallons of caffeine-laden beverages. These were the same sleep-till-noon crowd and play-in-the-afternoon who loafed through college. There's another factor that produces discipline: the pursuit of what you feel God wants you to do. Paul was disciplined. He said, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Question: how do you learn discipline in an undisciplined world? That's the topic on our next edition of Guidelines.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.